It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle, controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
We need to talk about the new 2023 Hyundai Palisade. When it comes to your journey, Hyundai is thinking of every mile. And the Palisade offers all the technology, safety features, and comfort a family needs for the journey ahead. Look, I own a Hyundai. I drive it. I love it. My daughters own Hyundais. They drive it. They love them. And the Palisade looks amazing. Think about it. It fits up to 8 passengers comfortably. I could take the entire family, even some extended family, on a road trip as long as I could endure them. The car would be great. You can stay connected in the Palisade with the Wi-Fi hotspot capability. How many times are the kids in the back wanting to do something that you need Wi-Fi for? The Palisade takes care of that for you. There's also class-exclusive Safe Exit Assist that prevents the rear doors from opening if the vehicle detects traffic approaching from behind. Unbelievably cool technology. And that Safe Exit Assist is not a substitute for driver or passenger attentiveness, so you have to always be aware of your surroundings and attentive of approaching vehicles. It's your journey. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning. Welcome into Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Tuesday, the 30th of August. We have to lead with 50.
The 1-1. High drive, left center, Trout back, looking up, see ya, number 50. Aaron Judge connects for his 50th home run of the year, and it's 4-3 Angels.
Home run number 50 on a slider that just sat in the middle of the plate, and you can see Aaron Judge's reaction. He knows he centered this one 434 feet away, and the Yankee fans in California tonight, they get a treat.
Aaron Judge becomes the 10th player in MLB history to hit 50 homers in a season twice. This was a favorite trivia question of mine growing up when there were only 5. Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays, Jimmy Fox, and Ralph Kiner. That was always the hard one to get. Since then, we've added Ken Griffey Jr., then 3 tainted by the steroids era, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, Alex Rodriguez, and now Aaron Judge. That's it. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits is what you're listening to. I'm Matt Spiegel along with Ryan Porth. None of our streak leaders in Beat the Streak had Aaron Judge as we take a look at the state of the streak as we do every weekday morning. Our high streaker remains Floyd One, who sits at 32. Thanks to Freddie Freeman of the Dodgers, always a healthy pick. Floyd One alone in 30s as streakers are scuffling in the home stretch here. Torkelson HOF. MIA since August 1st is in second at 28. Shout out to Moonshot Monster, who hit 27 with a double down of Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts. And shout out to Lipumage1. Lipumage. Let me see if that makes any sense backwards. Jamupil. Nope. No idea. Lipumage1, also at 27 after using Freeman. And this slugger, who stole the show in Anaheim and was also part of my Daily Double A yesterday.
The 1-2, Ohtani drives that one right center field, and that ball is gone! Ite Rashai baseball, 4-2 Angels. He does it. He hits his 29th home run on the 29th of August, and the 29th game of the season for the Angels.
Ohtani, a man. a stud, continues to own Frankie Montas, the former Oakland A. Yankees lost that game last night in Anaheim. Overall, Kyoshi Lotus, 26. I have it written Kyoshi Lotus 46. It's 26, right? I mean, my God, I've only been saying the dude's name as a streaker for like three months.
He was one away from 46 with that's his right. streak, so yeah. Maybe that's where you got the 46 from.
Probably, or that you need 46 to beat him since he's at 45. Anyway, he's at 45. He's looking at 10 grand at this point. Got to be sitting pretty. Any one of you listening could still reach 46 and take it from him. Remember, you can double down. You can do two in a day. There's still time for 57 in that regard and $5.6 million. On a night dominated by Judge and Otani, the kid poking his way into the highlights is O'Neal Cruz of the Pirates. He runs faster than Jazz Chisholm. He throws it harder than Carlos Correa, and he hits it harder than Giancarlo Stanton. Two at-bats against Corbin Burns of the Brewers resulted in ridiculously high exit velocity outs, which the broadcast was discussing as he came up for the third time.
Hit 113 miles an hour.
How about a line drive Cruz missile? Just like that! Oh my goodness! Keep hitting the ball hard indeed. An absolute laser into the second deck. O'Neal Cruz, 11th home run, gives the Pirates the lead.
We're going to have to make bigger ballparks for him.
Thanks to Cespedes Family Barbecue for this one on Twitter. Three of the nine hardest hit balls that Corbin Burns has ever allowed were in those three at-bats by O'Neal Cruz. That kid is ridiculous, Porth. That home run was rising as it hit the second deck.
Dude, if he ever puts it together with consistent hitting, he's going to be a prodigy in Major League Baseball.
Well, he is a prodigy, but like the consistency and frankly the buy-in is what I have heard questioned by some people who have been close to him. So we'll see. We will see. Another O'Neal, this one with the more traditional last name, is absolutely on fire for the Cardinals.
And here is Tyler O'Neal on base twice tonight, and O'Neal hits another, his second of the night. Tyler O'Neal is red hot. Two-run homer, Tyler O'Neal, his second tonight, into the seats in left.
108 miles an hour off the bat. Just a line drive into the seats, like you said. That's some serious power, doesn't he?
Big time.
12 homers on the season is low for Tyler O'Neal. He had a couple of horrendous stretches earlier in the year, but now five homers in his last seven games after the walk-off game winner Sunday night and then those two yesterday. You have Cardinals options against the Reds today and beat the streak. More on that later in the picks segment. And welcome to the big leagues to the Diamondbacks' Corbin Carroll. This kid is a hitter. A consensus 70-grade hit tool on the scouting scale of 20 to 80. Super patient, lots of speed, and the power has grown every year. He came up in a tie game in the fifth inning in Arizona.
Corbin Carroll finds a gap, and there's his first major league knock. Walker is home. Rivera's home. They stop McCarthy. It's a two-run double for Corbin Carroll, and there's major league hit number one.
Diamondbacks are having a moment. More on that in the Stay Away as we make our picks next here on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle. Controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
Oh, what a glorious Tuesday on the books with all teams active. A couple of great series matchups of consequence getting underway. How about the Dodgers in New York to face the Mets with a playoff preview? The Orioles in Cleveland for the Guardians and another potential playoff preview since Baltimore is just two games back of Toronto for that last wild card. I mentioned that the Diamondbacks are having a moment. Swept the White Sox, went home, got the big hit from the new kid to break a game open, beat the Phillies last night. Today, Zach Gallen in a good pitching matchup with Aaron Nola. Nola's been really good lately, but Gallen, is basically the best starting pitcher in baseball over the last month. Five starts with an ERA of 0.82. Just 18 hits allowed in 33 innings. The ERA and the WHIP are the same number. That 0.82. That is nuts. I say stay away from the Phillies in Arizona tonight.
You stay away, I stay away.
By the way, just two pitchers with a better WHIP the last 30 days than Gallen, the great Jacob DeGrom at 0.55, and Cal Quantrill of Cleveland at 0.78, who goes for them tonight against the Orioles. So consider that stay away as well. Time for the fourth pick. What you got, Ryan?
All right, so Jose Urania, with no S on the end of his last name, of the Rockies, is in the fifth percentile for expected batting average for pitchers per Baseball Savant. He throws his sinker over 50% of the time. Tonight, the Rockies are facing the Braves. I went on to Baseball Savant. I looked at who on the Braves has the best average against sinkers all season long. Well, it's Rookie of the Year candidate Michael Harris II, who has a .385 batting average facing sinkers this season. He has a .308 batting average against righties, and Urania has a .328 batting average against lefties this season. Harris II is in the 85th percentile for expected batting average for hitters and will get a hold of one or two against Urania tonight.
Good research. Good stuff right there. Time now for my daily double A. I hit it yesterday with Xander Bogaerts and Shohei Ohtani. Analytically today, Justin Dunn of the Reds has a very mediocre fastball, just 28th percentile on Baseball Savant in velocity, just 41st percentile in spin rate. But hey, at least he throws it a lot. 48% fastballs in his arsenal. Nolan Arenado has never faced him, but he's 7th in all of baseball against the four-seam fastball. Paul Goldschmidt is 2nd, but that's too easy. We'll go Nolan against the Reds and Justin Dunn tonight. And anecdotally, more Bogaerts. He's surging. Captain of the Red Sox, trying to keep them in it. Also trying to make one last push to get that contract extension he feels like he deserves. Two hits last night. Now he's got 9 in his last 5 games. He gets Chris Archer tonight, a pitcher he has seen a lot and hits well. 11 for 35 against Archer for a .314 lifetime batting average. Bogaerts keeps it rolling tonight. So I got Bogaerts and Nolan Arenado for the Daily Double A.
One comment on your analytical pick. Can we reach out to the great Peter Kim and see if on the MLB Play app that not only can you double down, but can you like 9 down and pick all 9 hitters in the Cardinals lineup tonight? That's a good way to try to get to 45 on the leaderboard this late in the season, you know?
Yeah, interesting. So Porth has taken Arenado. Well, wow, free bonus double A sounder. Porth has taken Arenado. He's taken Pujols. He has taken Brendan Donovan. Tommy Edman is a choice there. Boy, Andrew Kinzer. I don't know what the hell you're thinking there. Oh, I see. Just every Cardinal.
Exactly.
Makes all the sense in the world. The hit probability algorithm only went 1 for 3 yesterday. We're better than the math. Listen to us. Luis Arraez did get a hit, but Rafael Devers and Gene Segura are no's. Should have listened to us. Paul Goldschmidt is number 1 on the algorithm today against Justin Dunn. Nelly Cruz against the A's lefty Cole Irvin. Really? I have died ugly with Nelson Cruz too many times, so no thanks. And Trey Turner, who picked up career hit number 1,000 last night against the Mets, Taijuan Walker. Subscribe now to the show wherever you get your podcast. Play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season with any MLB Play app for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak daily inside the hits drops every weekday of the season well before that first game of the day and is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all your guys and ours, Arenado, Michael Harris II, Xander Bogaerts, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking! Woo!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run, baby! number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.